11. Pre-trip vehicle inspection. 1. All vehicles 2. External inspection school bus truck tractor 3. School bus only 4. Trailer 5. Coach transit bus 6. Taking the CDL pre-trip inspection test. This section covers internal inspection, external inspection. During the pre-trip inspection, you must show that the vehicle is safe to drive. You may have to walk around the vehicle and point to or touch each item and explain to the examiner what you are checking and why. You will not have to crawl under the hood or under the vehicle. 11.1. All vehicles. Study the following vehicle parts for the type of vehicle you will be using during the CDL skills tests. You should be able to identify each part and tell the examiner what you are looking for or inspecting. January 1st, 11. Engine compartment, engine off. Leaks, hoses. Look for puddles on the ground. Look for dripping fluids on underside of engine and transmission. Inspect hoses for condition and leaks. Oil level. Indicate where dipstick is located. See that oil level is within safe operating range. Level must be above refill mark. Coolant level. Inspect reservoir sight glass, or if engine is not hot, remove radiator cap and check for visible coolant level. Power steering fluid. Indicate where power steering fluid dipstick is located. Check for adequate power steering fluid level. Level must be above refill mark. Engine compartment belts. Check the following belts for snugness: up to 3/4 inch play at center of belt, cracks, or frays. O power steering belt. O water pump belt. O alternator belt. O air compressor belt. Note, if any of the components listed above are not belt driven, you must tell the examiner which component S are not belt driven. Make sure component S are operating properly, are not damaged or leaking, and are mounted securely. Clutch gear shift. Depress clutch. Place gear shift lever in neutral or park for automatic transmissions. Start engine, then release clutch slowly. January 2nd, 11. Cab check engine start. Oil pressure gauge. Make sure oil pressure gauge is working. Check that pressure gauge shows increasing or normal oil pressure or that the warning light goes off. If equipped, oil temperature gauge should begin a gradual rise to the normal operating range. Temperature gauge. Make sure the temperature gauge is working. Temperature should begin to climb to the normal operating range or temperature light should be off. Ammeter voltmeter. Check the gauges show alternator and or generator is charging or that warning light is off. Mirrors and windshield. Mirror should be clean and adjusted properly from the inside. Windshield should be clean with no illegal stickers, no obstructions, or damage to the glass. Emergency equipment. Check for spare electrical fuses. Check for 3 red reflective triangles. Check for a properly charged and rated fire extinguisher. Note, if the vehicle is not equipped with electrical fuses, you must mention this to the examiner. Steering play. Non-power steering, check for excessive play by turning steering wheel back and forth. Play should not exceed 10 degrees or about 2 inches on a 20-inch wheel. Power steering, with the engine running, check for excessive play by turning the steering wheel back and forth. Play should not exceed 10 degrees or about 2 inches on a 20-inch wheel before front left wheel barely moves. Wipers washer. Check that wiper arms and blades are secure, not damaged, and operate smoothly. If equipped, windshield washers must operate correctly. Lighting indicators. Test the dash indicators work when corresponding lights are turned on. O left turn signal. O right turn signal. O four-way emergency flashers. O high beam headlight. Horn. Check that air horn and or electric horn work. Heater defroster. Test that the heater and defroster work. Parking brake check. Apply parking brake only and make sure that it will hold the vehicle by shifting into a lower gear and gently pulling against the brake. Hydraulic brake check. Pump the brake pedal 3 times, then hold it down for 5 seconds. The brake pedal should not move depressed during the 5 seconds. If equipped with a hydraulic brake reserve backup system, with the key off, depress the brake pedal and listen for the sound of the reserve system electric motor. Check that the warning buzzer or light is off. Air brake check, air brake equipped vehicles only. Failure to perform an air brake check will result in an automatic failure of the vehicle inspection test. Air brake safety devices vary. However, this procedure is designed to see that any safety device operates correctly as air pressure drops from normal to a low air condition. For safety purposes, in areas where an incline is present, you will use wheel chocks during the air brake check. The proper procedures for inspecting the air brake system are as follows. O. With the engine running, build the air pressure to governed cutout 100-125 psi. O. Shut off the engine, chock your wheels, if necessary, release the tractor protection valve and parking brake push-in, fully apply the foot brake and hold it for 1 minute. Check the air gauge to see if the air pressure drops more than 3 pounds in 1 minute single vehicle or 4 pounds in 1 minute combination vehicle. O. Begin fanning off the air pressure by rapidly applying and releasing the foot brake. Low air warning devices buzzer, light, flag should activate before air pressure drops below 60 psi. O. Continue to fan off the air pressure. At approximately 40 psi on a tractor-trailer combination vehicle, the tractor protection valve and parking brake valve should close pop out. On other combination vehicle types and single vehicle types, the parking brake valve should close pop out. Safety belt. Check that the safety belt is securely mounted, adjusts, and latches properly. Lights reflectors. Check that all external lights and reflective equipment are clean and functional. Light and reflector checks include, O. Clearance lights red on rear, amber elsewhere. O. Headlights high and low beams. O. Taillights. O. Turn signals. O. Four-way flashers. O. Brake lights. O. Red reflectors on rear and amber reflectors elsewhere. Note, checks of brake, turn signal and four-way flasher functions must be done separately. 11.2. External inspection school bus truck tractor 11.2.1 steering. Steering box hoses. Check that the steering box is securely mounted and not leaking. Look for any missing nuts, bolts, and cotter keys. Check for power steering fluid leaks or damage to power steering hoses. Steering linkage. See that connecting links, arms, and rods from the steering box to the wheel are not worn or cracked. Check that joints and sockets are not worn or loose and that there are no missing nuts, bolts, or cotter keys. February 2, 11 suspension. Springs air torque. Look for missing, shifted, cracked, or broken leaf springs. Look for broken or distorted coil springs. If vehicle is equipped with torsion bars, torque arms, or other types of suspension components, check that they are not damaged and are mounted securely. Air ride suspension should be checked for damage and leaks. Mounts. Look for cracked or broken spring hangers, missing or damaged bushings, and broken, loose, or missing bolts, U-bolts or other axle mounting parts. The mounts should be checked at each point where they are secured to the vehicle frame and axles. Shock absorbers. See that shock absorbers are secure and that there are no leaks. Note, be prepared to perform the same suspension components inspection on every axle power unit and trailer, if equipped 11.2.3 brakes. Slack adjusters. Look for broken, loose, or missing parts. For manual slack adjusters, the brake rods should not move more than 1 inch with the brakes released when pulled by hand. Brake chambers. See that brake chambers are not leaking, cracked, or dented and are mounted securely. Brake hoses lines. Look for cracked, worn, or leaking hoses, lines, and couplings. Drum brake. Check for cracks, dents, or holes. Also check for loose or missing bolts. Brake linings where visible should not be worn dangerously thin. Brake linings. On some brake drums, there are openings where the brake linings can be seen from outside the drum. For this type of drum, check that a visible amount of brake lining is showing. Note: be prepared to perform the same brake components inspection on every axle power unit and trailer, if equipped 1.2.4 wheels. Rims. Check for damaged or bent rims. Rims cannot have welding repairs. Tires. The following items must be inspected on every tire. Tread depth. Check for minimum tread depth for 30 seconds on steering axle tires, 230 seconds on all other tires. Tire condition. Check the tread is evenly worn and look for cuts or other damage to tread or sidewalls. Also, make sure that valve caps and stems are not missing, broken, or damaged. Tire inflation. Check for proper inflation by using a tire gauge, or inflation by striking tires with a mallet or other similar device. Note: you will not get credit if you simply kick the tires to check for proper inflation. Hub oil seals, axle seals. See that hub oil grease seals and axle seals are not leaking and, if wheel has a sight glass, oil level is adequate. Lug nuts. Check that all lug nuts are present, free of cracks and distortions, and show no signs of looseness such as rust trails or shiny threads. Make sure all bolt holes are not cracked or distorted. Spacers. If equipped, check that spacers are not bent, damaged, or rusted through. Spacers should be evenly centered, with the dual wheels and tires evenly separated. Note: be prepared to perform the same wheel inspection on every axle power unit and trailer, if equipped 1.2.5 side of vehicle. Door S, / mirror S. Check that door S are not damaged and that they open and close